Shaw, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel launches deadly airstrikes, one hitting a refugee camp. CBS's MTS Taieb in East Jerusalem.
Christmas was a day of carnage in Gaza after the Israeli military carried out dozens of airstrikes on the Maghazi refugee camp, killing at least 100 Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health. In what's being described as one of the deadliest Israeli attacks since the fighting began, on the ground, the grief was unbearable as a father hugged the lifeless body of his child.
American Paul Whelan, who has been imprisoned in Russia for 5 years on espionage charges, has spent this holiday on the phone. CBS's Nicole Skanga has more from Whelan's call with WTOP.
It was the eve of Paul Whelan's fifth Christmas behind bars in Russia when this call came through to a reporter at WTOP, a Washington, D.C. radio station.
I feel alone. I feel that I've been left behind.
A desperate plea from the 53-year-old ex-Marine and a direct appeal to President Biden.
Jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been moved to a penal colony in the Arctic. That, according to his allies, who say his whereabouts were unknown for over 2 weeks. Many Americans are already thinking about which Christmas presents they want to return. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says retailers should still have relatively strong sales when they reopen.
It won't be a great Christmas on December 26th and holiday season, but it'll be good. And in this challenging year, good is the equivalent of great.
Road conditions have been dangerous in parts of the country on this Christmas Day. The National Weather Service says most of Nebraska and South Dakota are facing blizzard conditions, and parts of eastern North and South Dakota are facing ice storms. The CDC is warning that flu and COVID combined with holiday gatherings could lead to a spike in illnesses this winter. CBS's Lilia Luciano has heard from former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
A World Health Organization report issued last week said that even though JN1 is better at evading our immune systems, the latest vaccine is still likely to be effective.
The pandemic was so traumatic for people that they just want it to be over and done with. They want to put it in the back window and never think about it again. But COVID is going to be with us for the foreseeable future. That does not mean it has to dominate or rule our lives if we take sensible precautions.
The childhood home of superstar Beyonce caught fire early this morning. Justin Barnes with the Houston Fire Department.
We got a report from dispatch that whoever had called had said everybody was out of the house. When crews got on location, they had fire on the second floor, the attic area.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
He's been there for 40 years. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer will start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in, but ultimately, we talk about all year, it's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues for tonight, breezy with temps falling slowly through the 40s. And more rain likely tomorrow in the morning, cloudy for the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-30s for Wednesday. It's 46 right now.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Peshwaba. I'm at home overeating, but we put a best of nightlight together for you. Here's my interview with mega performer Frank Hermans. Hope you enjoy and happy holidays.
Welcome back to Nightlight. That is the voice of Frank Hermans, who is joining me for yet a third segment because we just have a lot to talk about because we're those kind of guys. But
I don't think we could get all of everything we could true. Do like show after show.
Should be like a mini series on the radio, I think. Frank Hermans of Let Me Be Frank Productions and just of Frank Hermans, because he has an existence beyond his production company, is with me, just sang a beautiful song. So I was laughing, Frank, because I went to your website and you have a book called Simply Frank.
Yes.
And you're branding it as a great bathroom read.
Well, it is, because you can actually, and I've timed it, you can read it in 2 hours.
How long are you in the bathroom?
Well, it depends. You know,
so bathroom, like shower in the tub.
Well, and I say you might want to put it down, come back to it.
Sure.
But you're always coming back to that book. And you know, I've reread it a couple times. Wow. Wish I would have put some other stuff, taken some of that other stuff out of it. Andrew Cruz was my editor. I owned a magazine called Frankly Green Bay. You didn't know that either.
No.
I owned a magazine
not surprised,
for a while
though.
Called Frankly Green Bay. And Andrew passed away about 4 years ago. God bless his soul. He had an aneurysm. So it was very sad. But we stopped the magazine. But hey, he's the one who came up to me and goes, Frank, we need to write a book about you. I'm like, what? I don't want to write a book about me. There is a lot of stuff in that closet you don't want to know. And he goes, well, what if we interview other people? And then you add little tidbits about what that experience was, and then I'll ask you these questions. So we kind of did a co-author
thing, like that,
back and forth. And then he interviewed my brother, some people that worked with me, some of the people that were in Let Me Be Franks. And it's kind of a story of me until the year 2000 is really what it is, how I got to be where I was. And that's how he formatted it. How did Let Me Be Frank start from the mind of me?
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of, and there's a lot of little anecdotes in the beginning. Like my brother goes, I couldn't wait to put it down, and stuff like that. You know, pizza delivery guy says, "Is this what I got for a tip?" You know, it's so funny.
I never wanted to get out of the bathroom so fast in my life.
Oh, I was supposed to read this, and no, one of them is, oh, I like the book because there was pictures in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I'll bring you a copy. I would love to have one because
I need more fun things to do in the bathroom.
You know, at one time, we ordered 5,000. We sold all those. And then it did the Amazon thing. It got to be where I was mailing those things out. I stopped. It sucked. You know, come to my show and buy the book. I don't want to mail it out anymore.
Right.
And but I still got a few copies left. We sell them. They're only $5. And by the way, that's a great deal because I was at St. Vincent de Paul the other day. There was one for $7.50.
Hey, I've seen movies I've written in the bins for $2.
Isn't that crazy?
Come on. Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, you're like, I got a movie out there or a couple, you know, but then the $2.
Pete,
like,
I got to ask you, do you get the residual checks still? Do they come in the mail?
I got today, actually. It is nice. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Now, have you ever done like a national commercial where you keep getting paid too, or is it always just from writing?
Never done commercials. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried.
I did a couple national commercials, and I think I wasn't a member of SAG or whatever the hell it was called.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't get the residuals. I just got a one payment thing, and I'm like, and I see him. I used to see him every once in a while. I did some regional stuff, you know.
Huh.
And I was like, hey, how come I don't get residual checks for this, you know?
Nah, that's how they scam you. Yeah. I did audition for an adult film once, and they told me I wasn't a good enough actor. So that was a blow to the ego. Do you love Green Bay? What's the best thing about living in Green Bay? You said you hated to go away when you were a kid.
I thought when I was here, I wanted to go to L.A. I wanted to get out of here. I wanted to be a star. That was, you know, 18 years old. And I graduated high school, you know, singing. I was in a band. I was doing okay. Went to college. And I'm like, I want to do this. But I got a job down in Columbia, Missouri, running a nightclub. And then I ran a bar in Naperville, Illinois. This sucks. I really miss the Midwest. I miss the kindness. I actually miss the Four Seasons. I like being able to get to the east side of the west side in 10 minutes. I like going up north 45 minutes and you're in the rural area. Yeah. You are rural. You know, when I was in other parts of the United States, I didn't have that feeling.
Yeah.
And family.
Really, oh, that's what brings you back.
That's right. Because you're a Marinette boy.
I am. I'm a transplant, but it is my adopted hometown for sure. Okay. And I mean, we missed it and we're like, we'll try the small town thing. Let's go where both our parents are. So that's what we did.
Okay.
And it's great. Wisconsin is like, it's an easy place to live.
It is an easy
place. People are great.
Affordable.
Affordable. Yeah, for sure.
I think about, you know, what we do here and what the money we make, you know, wouldn't be the same if I lived in Chicago or.
I'd kill for Herman's money.
Herman's money.
No, I got a lot more to ask you, but okay. I want you to do another song if you would.
You know, tell us a little bit. This is one of my favorites. This is of course, I do Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of my all-time favorite songs by Elvis, and it's the most requested song.
I love it. Frank Herman's doing Elvis.
Of a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Oh, decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. When those blue snowflakes stuff on in, oh, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white, but I'll have a blue Christmas. You know what, baby? I'm going to have a blue Christmas because I tell you what, everything around here is going to be brown and green. That's right. It's going to be 46 degrees on Christmas Day right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, man. Can you believe it? Oh, I can't either. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white, but I'll have a blue Christmas. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
Frank Herman's, or was it Elvis Presley?
Or
you
was
tell
it?
Me.
You missed the karate moves out there, folks. I was doing karate moves when I was doing this.
He had his green belt on. And he was... That was outstanding, man. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks.
So you've done, you primarily used the Meyer Theater. Is that correct?
You know, 18 years ago, 19 years ago, was it? In 2000, whatever it was, Kramer Rock was the president of the board of directors at the Meyer Theater. And you should have Kramer on. He's a pretty influential guy of this city and of the area, Wisconsin Madison grad. You would love his stories. Anyway, he's the board of directors, and at that time the Meyer Theater was being managed by the Widener Center. Things weren't going well. They weren't making any money. They're in the red, and they thought of a house troupe. Well, I had opened up a theater on Highway 41 called the SC Grand. At that point, I was in a partnership with four other guys. Things weren't going that well with our partnership. Great guys. We had a very successful business. The dinner theater was going great. Kramer Rock came and saw my show and approached me. Hey, Frank, would you like to move to the Meyer Theater? It was like he handed me the golden key. To go from a 250-seat dinner theater to 1,100.
And a beautiful,
iconic Fox theater. At that point, my partners and I, we decided to dissolve our partnership. It was fantastic. They had another guy that was going to go do theater there, so I could move in the Meyer Theater. We spent 2006 at the SC Grand, then 2007 came to the Meyer Theater. I do 90 dates a year at the Meyer Theater, six different shows. I used to write, now I write five. We took the June show off now because we're getting old. no, it's because the summertime's weird. Then we do about 40 to 60 dates offsite. And what that means is we do corporate shows. We play Las Vegas, usually once a year. And then we do, I also do this tribute stuff to Elvis. Yeah. My wife, it looks and sounds just like Reba McEntire. Oh, and I got a bunch of other folks that work for me. I got a Neil Diamond. My brother Mike does George Jones. I do Cher. Did you know I do Cher?
I did.
You
got to
see
that.
My Cher, brother. It's hot.
How on earth do you? You're like a guy through and through, and you really.
You ought to see me because I was in 1998. I was Salesman of the Year for Van Box before. I know all these accolades. I'm sorry, I'm saying this, but
wow.
I went out to Las Vegas with Ed Van Boxel. You can't do better than that, now, can you? And we went to Legends. In concert at Harrah's, I think it was, and we were in the front row, and the Cher impersonator came out singing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and she saw that I was singing with her. She got me on stage, and I sang the song. I finished the song, and then I knew, you know what, I should do Cher.
You put on the outfits?
Yeah, 6'3", 240, man.
And you wear the outfits?
Yeah, fishnets and everything. It's pretty sharp. If you want to see, just go to my website. You'll be able to see.
That's the first thing I'm going to do now. Yeah.
I'll pull you one up. Somebody just posted the one I was at a Schwabenau PAC. You'll be like, oh my God, you do not look like Cher.
You don't have to. You just have to sound like her, right?
You know, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. All you got to do is just you put that little thing in there and a little, little shaggy Scooby thing there. That's all you got to do, man.
So you got a Cher in your group too, thanks to you.
I do. I got a Cher.
Do you need like a Peter Boyle or an Ernest Borgnine type?
And nude pictures of Ernest Borgnine. That is a classic line right there, brother.
So God, I have so much. Where's your favorite place to perform outside of Green Bay, Frank?
My favorite place to perform outside of Green Bay is Vegas. Here's a little Cher action, Larry. You can watch as I'm coming out.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, check that out. Look at those guns on
that
guy.
Look at the guns. Yeah.
Huh?
And I see you got an innie.
Yeah, I got
an innie. And you got the gams. Look at this guy.
Yeah. The only thing is, I do need some tummy work. Yeah, a little tight.
I think you're doing okay for 59. I can't look at this. I'm conflicted. I'm a married guy.
Yeah, I'm with you, baby.
Well, we're winding down here, Frank. We just have a couple. After I saw that, we're winding down. Sorry. And I'm going to have to see that in my dreams. But we just have a couple minutes. I've waited so long to have you in. Not so long, but I've really just looked forward to reconnecting with you.
You and I have talked on and off over the years. I know you had some film projects. I was, you were looking for some things, and I see you on TV, so I feel like I saw you yesterday.
Yeah. Same. I see Facebook. You're all over my Facebook, and I'm like, I click the like when I can, or the heart at times. You know?
And I'm like, ooh, a big star just left me.
I appreciate you taking the time. Let's wind this up with some fun Christmas questions, Frank.
Let's do it.
Fake tree or real tree?
I am all about a real tree, but my wife is a fake tree. So guess what? A happy wife is a happy life.
You need Reba. You need Reba.
And she decorates it. I don't have to do anything.
That's awesome. So fake tree all the way.
Fake tree.
Okay, eggnog. Disgusting or delicious?
Disgusting.
With you.
Oh, my God. Who drinks that stuff?
Me, you, and like four other people. The rest, there's like 30 people. You're crazy. I love it, you know?
Yeah.
The last one, best Christmas movie.
Best Christmas movie ever. I think it's the one with Will Ferrell and Elf. Ryan Reynolds last year. What was it called? It was called,
I don't know.
You know what it's called? She's giving me the high five there. So that means we gotta
listen.
Go.
Don't even tell me. We'll have you back on and you can tell me.
I'll tell you.
I appreciate this so much. Thank you, buddy.
Pete, this was awesome. Thanks,
it was
buddy.
Great.
Pete and I just want to thank you for tuning in on Christmas. Worst stuff in our face. We hope you are. Some great food. Have a great holidays. And this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Yeah! December 19th was the star of Flashdance, Jennifer Beal's birthday. Since I've always been a big fan, I decided to call an old friend who had the pleasure of kissing her. Here's my interview with the very lucky Pete Moore. I love Jennifer Beals. I've always liked her. We've all, like, you know, kind of wanted to be her. We've pretended to be her. We put on the leg warmers and danced around like we were in an audition. I know we all have that in common. This is very exciting. As I mentioned earlier, it's her birthday. She turned 60, and it is my pleasure to welcome tonight to Nightlight a guy who kissed her. Peter Moore, welcome to Nightlight.
Thanks, Pete. I'm walking my dog, and I'm actually carrying a baggie with a dump in it.
That's how I'm leading off right now. That sounds like the exact opposite, Pete, of kissing Jennifer Beals. I mean, if I could just say that. So I thought of you immediately because you and I go way back. We were both stand-up comedians in the 90s. Your combination of humor and height was unparalleled in the early 90s Chicago. And it would have been the case if you were 5'7". You're a very funny guy. But your legend grew within me when I learned from your wife, Rami, no less, that you kissed Jennifer Beals. Can you walk us through that?
I can walk you through that. I wish I could say, you know, she was madly, madly in love with me. But Pete, the truth is, we starred in the high school musical at the high school I went to in Chicago. When we were seniors, we starred in a musical apart from each other. And that role did require a kiss.
Wow.
So, and mind you, I'm kissing somebody that I like grew up with. This is a K through 12 school in Chicago. And, you know, in some ways it felt like that good friend that I was kissing, but then again, she, a very pretty high school student that was out of my league. She was already getting attention in Chicago as a model and had been in Pete. She was in, My Bodyguard.
Yeah, she was.
You remember that?
I do. She's a really good actor. Look, she's really attractive, but she's a great actor. And she's got a little bit of that like Chicago grit to her in her accent a little bit, which I think makes her even cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she, you know, she was a super, I have nothing but nice things to say about her. A really nice person who, you know, she and I always had a kind of a bond as we grew up in school together, that we were the oldest in the class. Pete, if you do the math, for you listeners, Pete and I have an on-running joke about doing math. But if you do the math, I'm an October birthday. She is a December birthday. So I already turned 60. I was always the oldest in the class. We were, you know, if we were on the high end, like most of our classmates at that point, we're going to be turning 60 either the following year or the following summer.
Okay.
So
you could have just as easily been a year older than her, and then this kiss never happens, though. or a grade ahead of her, I should say.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. But the musical, the name of the musical is The Boyfriend. It's like a 20s.
I know. You know, I was in The Boyfriend.
Pete!
In high school. I'm not kidding. I was a freshman. I was the gendarme. I had no lines.
Yeah.
I was just happy to be part of it. And I did have a couple line suggestions if the director ever asked me, but they didn't. And I was happy to do it. It was, what a fun show though.
a great show. In fact, there was another kid in the show that went on to have a fair amount of success and who has gone on to have, it was Peter Jacobson, whose dad is Walter Jacobson.
Oh, sure. The newscaster. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Peter was in that show.
I remember him growing up too.
And, you know, I mean, I felt like a lucky guy that, you know, I realized, wow, are there actors that just get into the business just because they know they're going to be able to kiss cute or beautiful people?
I think a lot of guys anyway get into the business for that reason.
I think so. I think so. It's like, wow, we actually have to have this kiss, and then we're doing rehearsals, and they're like, do it again. You know, like, we want to get this right.
And was she a good sport about that? Like, you know, you're a handsome guy, Pete. She must not, it's not like she was slumming it. Yeah. Okay.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah. In my head, I was thinking like, wow, this kiss feels like, hey, I always really liked you, and now I'm getting a chance to kiss you. Like, she's thinking that. Because I was the guy that just was like, I'm not, you know, I'm not the popular guy. I'm not the guy that's getting all it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And then I was
okay.
like, wait a second.
That's
did
really
I just,
cool.
Have I just discovered that all along she kind of liked me like me? Even when we were playing Mercy. Remember Mercy?
Kind of.
Did you play Mercy, Pete?
We might have named it differently. I moved from Chicago when I was 12. What is Mercy?
Mercy's where you try to bend somebody's hands backwards.
Oh, dear.
And like turn them up until they say Mercy. You kind of lock hands.
Yeah.
And you try to push the other person's hands back. This interview is going fantastic.
I like the kiss part better.
Okay. She was a strong person. We used to, like in sixth grade, we used to play Mercy and it was a close match.
No kidding.
And I think I would occasionally lose.
Wow. Well, listen, it takes guts to admit, Pete, this radio show is on all over the state of Wisconsin and anywhere thanks to the interwebs. And you, my friend, are admitting, no, I'm kidding. That's so cool. What was it? A nice kiss? Was she a good kisser?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go on the record as saying yes. And a super nice person as well.
Well, you and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection, but that was because we were friends too. So
right. That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
It was The Boyfriend 2.
Exactly. All right, Pete, I got to go here. I know you have a party to get to, but I want to tell you, the last thing I remember seeing when I saw you in person, right before I moved from LA, we were in Pat's pool playing a game where we kept the ball in the air. It was me, our sons, Bobby Tessel, and Bobby went under the water for some reason, and he came up, and he knew the ball was headed to him, and he yelled like it was the Super Bowl, I can't see! And we were like, hey, Bob, relax, you know.
What a great memory. Pete.
Oh, so fun. Pete, you're the greatest. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. And if I see other actresses, I'm going to call you and see if you kissed them.
Sounds good. I miss you, Pete.
You too, buddy. Happy birthday to Spencer. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Pete Moore, a guy who kissed Jennifer Beals. Happy birthday, Jennifer. Pete gave you your present about 40 years ago, but I'm sure it was a good kiss. You're both amazing people. I'm Pete Schwabe.
Coming up, a live performance from 7,000 Apart. Right after the break, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. CBS News Brief. Just in, the military says U.S. forces have conducted strikes in Iraq against facilities used by Iran-backed militants. The strikes were in response to a series of attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria, one in which three U.S. personnel were wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military campaign in Gaza is not close to being over. Israeli government senior advisor Mark Regev tells the BBC Israel's objectives are clear.
To destroy Hamas's military machine, get all our hostages back, over 130 are still being held in Gaza, and to ensure a future situation where there is no longer a terror regime in Gaza that can attack us the way that we were attacked on October 7th.
American Paul Whelan tells WTOP Radio he feels abandoned by the U.S. after 5 years imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Both Whelan and the U.S. government have dismissed the charges as baseless. Whelan remains in a penal colony in the remote Russian province of Mordovia.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High temperatures in Wisconsin this Christmas Day were expected to be as much as 20 degrees above normal in some places. 2023 is likely to go down as the 10th warmest year on record in Wisconsin. From New Year's Day through November, meteorologists say every month besides March, April, and July was above average. The National Centers for Environmental Information says the average temperature in Wisconsin this year is 47.6 degrees. Doctors are warning people not to overuse antibiotics this cold and flu season. Dr. Ken Redcross is a personal health consultant. He says antibiotics are ineffective against flu and the common cold. Flu season has peaked in February over the past 40 years, but has become less predictable since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues for tonight, breezy with temps falling slowly through the 40s. And more rain likely tomorrow in the morning, cloudy for the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-30s for Wednesday. It's 46 right now.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Pete Schwab, the host of Nightlight. Hope you're having a great Christmas. We're taking the day off to celebrate Christmas with our families. And in the meantime, we hope you enjoy. Happy holidays, everyone. Very thrilled. We have a guest in studio, the band 7,000 Apart. It's Amelie and Jonathan are here. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. So you guys are a musical act. I saw you guys online. I really liked your music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I thought, you know, I can't go to the show because I'm on the air at that time. So I thought, well, why not just bring them in here, talk to them, and have them in the studio. So welcome, and tell us how this band, is it just the two of you?
Yeah, so okay. We're like the core of 7,000 Apart, and then when we play live, either we do it as just the duo, or we'll play as a trio or a band. We have fantastic musicians that join us.
Nice.
So we get the full band experience as
yeah.
well.
Tell us why, I know the story, but tell the listeners why you named the band 7,000 Apart.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden, and I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17. I end up at Preble High School right here in Green Bay, and that's where I met John.
Yeah, so we met in music theory class my senior year of high school. We became friends over music. We ended up dating that whole school year, and then we had to decide whether or not we wanted to break up or try long distance. We tried long distance and ended up spending 3 years in a long distance relationship from Stockholm, Sweden, where Amelie's from, and I was studying in Kentucky. And so we were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other. And so we started it just as a YouTube project, just to have something to do when we were apart.
Did you record separately when you were
apart?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we would put together these like YouTube videos. It was a total mess. It's way easier to do it in person.
Yes.
So you're very happy now. But yeah, so after 3 years long distance, we finally got married. I moved over here, and we lived here for like 7 years.
No kidding.
Here in Green Bay, yeah.
So... And you don't have an accent anymore. You must have been here a while. I was expecting, when I was texting you yesterday, I thought I was reading your text with a Swedish accent.
I love that, yeah.
It would be good to have someone from a different country on the...
I mean, I can do a Swedish accent if you want me to.
Oh, yes,
but, like,
nice.
I kind of feel like it's kind of a lot.
It would be fake, too.
A little bit, yeah.
You've been Americanized now.
Yeah, I'm an American now, too. I'm actually an American citizen. Yeah, so 2 years.
So, okay. So that's like... really long distance relationship. That's true, and you made it, and good for you, and you're married now, and you got a band, and now you're leaving, you said, on January 3rd. You're going back to Sweden? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so we actually moved to Sweden about a year ago, and so that is our, like, main base, I guess, but we were here all of summer playing, like, over 90 shows, and now we're back all of December as well to play shows and spend time with family.
And we still think of Green Bay as, like, our home as well, because we lived here for, you know, 6 or 7 years, so it's,
We're just lucky
to have you.
And
you grew up here, John.
I grew up here, so my family's here, and, so it's a really fun place to come back to, and you feel so at home here, and then we go to Sweden and we feel at home there.
Yeah.
And it's just it's really fun.
That's pretty cool. So do you feel at home here? You like Green
Bay? Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I lived here for 7 years. And so, it feels almost as home as Stockholm does to me. Yeah.
Wow. And there's a few Swedish people here, right?
Yeah.
Let's get some Swedish meatballs or
something. Once in a while, maybe.
Are you a fan of ABBA?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely throw in a couple of ABBA songs in our set sometimes. Yeah.
What? So tell me about your roles in the band. Do you sing, Amelie and Jonathan?
Yeah, so I'm mainly the lead singer, I guess. I play some guitar as well, and some little tambourine, you know?
Yeah, and I do sing as well, but I mostly play guitar and piano. So we kind of both do all the things.
Yeah,
but
we write the songs together.
Yeah, write together and... yeah, just kind of do stuff together, I guess.
Yeah. Do you you're married, so there's power struggles within that. But how do you manage those, and how do you manage them creatively?
It works really surprisingly well. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have been able to do this for so long, but we complement each other a lot. Like, John is very, very creative. I'm a little bit more, like, organized and, like...
I'm very type B, she's very type A, and so it kind of, like... the things that I'm bad at, she's good at. The things that she's bad at, I'm good at. And it just,
yeah, and then also we've learned how to, like, wear different hats when we're in different places. You know, like, when we're home, we're Amelie and John. And then when we're on stage, we are 7,000 Apart. And when we work together on business stuff, we have to like treat each other more like coworkers. And then when we're home, we treat each other more like husband and wife, you know?
And it's easy to do that. You just have like an off switch.
No, gosh, no. It took a while to learn, but it helps.
It's
like,
gotten better though, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're it's something we keep working on.
So how long have you been 7,000 apart? How long is the band?
So we started when we were long distance in 2014. So next year will be 10 years, which feels absolutely nuts. But yeah.
But we were like, 19 or something when we started it?
Yeah.
So yeah.
But then we like properly started like the business, like we have 7,000 Apart LLC in 2017. So that's when we started like playing shows and really.
And we've been full time now. This is our third year of doing music full time.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's how cool is that? Yeah. No day jobs. Yeah.
No day jobs.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you want a day job?
We're good.
No, we're good.
Also, do you want a co-host?
Want to work at Target? Yeah. I'd love a co-host. Yeah. I get very lonely in here by myself. Conrad never talks to me. So, you know. So that's so cool. So what is there a good music scene in Green Bay, would you say?
Yeah, in Wisconsin in general. I mean, the amount of live music that we have at bars and restaurants and all the different like little small town festivals, plus the big festivals like Mala Music and Summerfest. I would say like Wisconsin.
Performing is perfect. Like Wisconsin is amazing. Like it's honestly one of the best places I think in the U.S. or in the world. Because you can play. I mean, we played 90 gigs last year, and we played 145 the year before, mostly in Wisconsin. And like, I don't think there's any other place you can really do that. That's like crazy.
Sounds like
you're
both type A. Yeah. That's impressive. That's a lot of music.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with the band, the duo, the music duo, 7,000 Apart. They're in studio here. It's Amelie and Jonathan, and they are playing at Hagermeister's on Wednesday. And you guys are going to play something for us right now, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play.
We're going to play one of our latest singles. It's called Runaway. And it goes out to anyone who feels like they've ever felt like they don't really fit in.
Yeah.
And so, this goes out.
Take it away whenever you're ready. This is 7,000 Apart.
To be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and say no one ever really wants to be up this late. No one ever wants to feel like a criminal, but it's hard to live your life in the subliminal. No one ever wants to disobey, but it's too late. Feelings inside my head when the old me is dying dead. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time in the moonlight. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time in the moonlight. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in. You're a runaway, a runaway. You didn't go through that, you lose that. Never choose facts to be used that. You're invasive, can be traced in or erased in. I'm not facing to those channels anymore now. Well, I don't fit in anymore. So, hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first. The first time with no more life. Breathe it in, breathe it in.
tell us a little bit about what you're going to play now. What do you got? What do you got lined up?
Yeah, we're going to play our latest single. It's called Lights Go Down. And it's just about how we, no matter what, we're always going to do music because that's what we love. It doesn't matter if we get to be on the radio or play in front of thousands of people or if we're just at home and just in our living room. And we
We wrote it after being on Sweden's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, all right, let's hear. This is 7,000 Apart with their latest single, Lights Go Down.
Just say it's the plans, your feelings, rearrange them. Sing on the street, sing in the cheat, sing to the ones, step on the feet. Give me a beat, still for free, make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car, just lost some miles to play at a bar. Come to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Cha cha da da cha da da cha da da da. Take a shot or two and let it go up into nothing, into someone. Keep it coming, never the best or smartest. Never giving up, I'm feeling a test. Don't need me, can't read me, can't feel me, so don't be me. Climbing to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Da 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 da.
All right, I got two words for you. House band. Come on in here. You could be the house band every night.
I love that.
That was fantastic.
We'd adore that.
Thank you.
So tell us what the song called again, Lights Go Down?
Lights Go Down,
And where can people hear that if they want to?
On Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you listen to music,
we're getting,
it should be there.
CDs, vinyls printed up, all the stuff.
I only listen to music that people play here in the studio, so I'm a little behind. I'm playing catch up. So no, that was really, really outstanding.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to Sweden on the 30th. Are you coming back to Green Bay anytime? Do you have plans to come back?
Okay. We are coming back late May, probably, and we're going to stay all summer to play shows.
Okay.
So there'll be probably around 100 shows this summer again.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's fantastic. So now I got to ask you, this is a hard question. This is where I turn into Barbara Walters. I'll try not to make you guys cry.
Okay.
You're married and you have a band. What if one of those things goes awry? You keep the marriage together to keep the band together and vice versa? How does that work? Are you worried about that?
So there's like a few Swedish duos. There's one called Flora Cash that we're kind of acquaintances with, and then another that we don't know personally, but they're called Smith and Tell. And I think that exact situation happened to them.
Yeah.
Like they were dating and they separated. And I think the thing is, like, you kind of, when it's your livelihood too, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know? So
you muscle
through it. The thing is, I would say we have a very good relationship. Like, we don't fight. Like, we're very, attuned. Like, so far, so good, you know? Like, we're 7 years into this marriage, and, we're doing great.
Okay.
And I think we would, the thing is, we really deeply care about each other, you know? And if things would go
maybe
awry,
we'll turn it into, we've been talking about, making a side project. Like, if 7,000 Apart fails...
Yeah. That's
we'll call
okay,
it Ripped Apart.
7,000 Ripped Apart.
We'll call it Ripped Apart.
Okay.
Yeah. And either way, whatever might fail, we could do Ripped Apart as
a metal band.
A metal band. Yeah. And oh, so we can like scream at each other on stage.
You
how
guys,
do you feel about that?
You know, guys have a lot to work out.
We're thinking
out,
ahead. So. Thinking ahead for this scenario.
And yeah. I'm here to help. That's what this is. Hey, it's 7,000 apart. Check them out. Check out their music on Spotify. Have a great trip and come back and see us when you get back. All right, guys?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks so much for having us.
Coming up, Robert Bro singing Danny Boy. We're hoping you're having a Merry Christmas. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Pete Schwabba, the host of Nightlight. Hope you're having a great Christmas. We're taking the day off to celebrate Christmas with our families. And in the meantime, we put together this best of show we hope you enjoy. Happy holidays, everyone. I am having a blast here with Robert Bro. He is a world-renowned opera singer from Marinette, Wisconsin. Northeast Wisconsin kid done good. And my former guitar teacher. So it's great to have him here in the studio. Robert, you are here, as we mentioned, to sing at a friend of ours, a mutual friend. And I snagged you. I sort of did a sidecar thing and pulled you into the studio. You're going to sing one of my favorite songs ever. And I'm going to give a little background. Bob sang this about 5 years ago at another friend of ours' funeral, John Plouffe, and I just started bawling. I couldn't help it. The song, always, even a bad singer singing Danny Boy makes me cry, but when you do it, it's like you feel it in your bones. And my son was looking at me out of the side of his eye at the church. I had the tears, the rain was coming, and we got out of the church, and he goes, "Come on, Dad." He goes, "You knew John Plouffe probably less than anybody in that church." And I go, "It's not that. It's just the whole circumstance of a beautiful funeral, your voice, and a guitar." So I'm thrilled that you're going to sing Danny Boy here for us today in studio. Is there anything you want to say before you go?
Well, you know, I'm an opera singer, and yet at different times you have to use a different style.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've put the guitar away for a long time as I've done the opera stuff. But I'm going to be using a different kind of hybrid voice, you know, that'll be okay for these microphones because normally it's going to be like seven times louder. But it wouldn't be appropriate for Danny Boy. You know what I'm saying? So I always want to try and, you know, be style appropriate.
Right.
Because you're not going to want to cry if I'm singing loud operatically.
Yeah,
because you're just going to be like, "Why is he doing that?" You'd be crying for a different reason.
I don't think so. Well, whenever you're ready, Bob, this is great. Danny Boy, Robert Bro.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. But come ye back if all the flowers are dying? And I am dead, as dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and o'er my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Wow. That's Robert Breaux singing Danny Boy. That was incredible, Bob.
You're crying again.
Oh my gosh. I'm half or more than half Irish, grew up in a big Irish Catholic family for the most part. I've heard cousins, my dad singing Danny Boy at family parties, and it's just been in my life so long. I read the book Trinity, which introduced kind of how the song came to be.
Yeah, yeah.
About leaving Ireland, and
Well, you didn't mention your dad's a pretty darn good singer.
He is. Tom Schwab is a great singer. Thank you. Yeah. And
mine too. He happens to be here.
You got the whole family. Your sister Mary is a singer, and right? Your mom and dad. It's just, mm-hmm. Wow.
And my brother even sings, but you know, he's probably give him 2 or 3 beers before he does it.
Musical family. So that's just incredible. So, okay. So where can people see you perform?
So, I've sung here in Wisconsin. I've sung with Milwaukee Symphony. I've sung with Madison Opera. I got my start with a company called Pamiro Opera right here in Green Bay.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So now I didn't tell you this. I'm just coming off a surgery where I had a capillary blow because I'm diabetic, and it made a little cyst. So they had to take that off. They did that in June. And so this is my first time back. Doing my big gun singing, so to say, when I'm going to do an Ave Maria and Panis Angelicus at the Mass. So it was kind of like, well, here we go.
back into the fire.
But, you know, you can see me, you'll see me perhaps back here in Wisconsin at those places. But I'm also directing more. And as I get up there in age, you know, you don't go out and sing Romeo and the Prince and those kinds of things anymore. So I have to kind of change my repertoire. So I'll be doing like a Verdi Requiem in Salt Lake City and other places.
That's so cool that like you're as nuanced as you've become, or just as advanced as your voice and your training, you're at a place where that has led you, that you still love that rock and roll stuff that the rest of us schlubs.
No, I absolutely. And if I sit down with a guitar in my hand, I'll go through a whole Beatles book and have the time of my life.
Wow, nice.
In fact, when I opened up the guitar, and it's just Jerry Kane let me use it, he's got a Beatles song tablature.
Oh, sweet.
Sitting right there too. So
Jerry's a great guy.
Yeah, the thing that I think that is my biggest passion is I love singing.
Yeah.
And if you love what you do, I've got the best job in the world. I mean, I really admit that.
You worked hard to get there. I mean, the path you were on, it was just incredible. And it's nice that your dad drove down. He was your driver today, right? Exactly. Leon Bro.
Exactly.
Did you guys sing when you drive together?
Not this time. We were talking about paper machines. So.
Oh, okay. That's fun too. Not as exciting.
You gotta have something to sing about, right?
Next time you come back on the show, Bob, well, I'm gonna pick your brain about paper machines.
All right, sounds good.
It won't be as good as this, but Robert Bro, Northeast Wisconsin kid, done good. You can social media. You want to make a quick plug?
I'm a robertbro.com, and that's RobertBrault.
Go to the Civic Media website. His information will be there. It's such a pleasure having you in the studio, Robert. Continued success. It's Pete Schwabe with Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Call
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the